I love Jerry Ryan. Just his personality, I think, just came through in all of his talk shows and that. And he wasn't afraid to speak up or say what he wanted to say as well.
To fill us in, I have the utmost pleasure in welcoming one of our originals. He's back, because let's be honest about it, he never went away in the first place, Mr. Gay Byrne.
Good morning, Jerry. Excellent. And thank you for your kind compliment.
Good morning to you, Patricia Dalton. You are exercised. You are exercised by this decision, are you not?
I am, yes, Gay. I think it's appalling. I think boys and girls, say 16, to me they're only children. They would be totally irresponsible. We see nothing, only twice as many illegitimate children born.
What's your earliest radio memory?
This is dedicated to the one I love on Sunshine Radio.
And how many years ago was that?
Oh my God, 80s.
So you loved pirate radio?
Yes. And classic hits sometimes as
you
well.
You love a bit of classic hits?
Yeah.
Are you a Shania Twain fan?
I would have liked her in the day, yeah.
So Spin 103.8 would be on?
The younger crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'd listen to the radio every day. I turn it on at, say, around 8:30.
So with the pandemic, would you be switching it on a little bit later than usual? Back before the pandemic, would it be a 7 a.m. start?
Yes, when we'd have been up with the kids for school. So it'd be a bit later now, yes.
And your earliest radio memory, what was on in the background when you were young?
It would have been Gay Byrne Show.
For many people listening, their earliest memory is Gay Byrne and that theme tune music and perhaps pulling a sickie and being at home with their mum.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and him looking for items.
Mrs. Griffin.
Yes, Gay.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gay.
My earliest memory of radio, I think, would have been my father buying a radio around 1944. He was able to tune in on American football as well sometimes. I just like it to fill the time, that's all.
I used to listen to Gay. I listen to News Talk now.
You're not just saying that?
I'm not just saying that. You could check the car. I've always listened to radio. It's always kind of been on in the background, even if I wasn't listening to it. Going for a walk, you stick your earphones in, and it's contact. Basically, you're not on your own.
Everything that's going on, I suppose, with the COVID, just sometimes you don't want to listen to it. But yeah, it's just more loads of information on the radio. I listen to my radio all the time. I'm always in the car, like a taxi.
And your earliest listening to radio memory, what was it?
God, Sunshine Radio. Is that real old?
And you loved a pirate?
Love it. You should bring it back.
How do we get 18-year-olds to listen to radio? Because obviously you've got streaming, so much distractions.
Yeah, exactly.
Will radio survive your generation?
Growing up and stuff, like if there's people your own age talking on the radio, maybe I would give it a listen. It's kind of like podcasts, you know, like if somebody your own age is talking on the radio, I suppose you would give it a listen, talking about things that are relevant to you. Like, so I suppose, yeah, I don't think it will last.
Hello, my name is Sean Coyle.
You have your own radio show, don't you?
I do. I have my own radio show. It's a music show, which is contemporary and classic R&B hip-hop music. And it's called Urban Smooth, and it's on Dublin South FM 93.9, which is a community-based Dublin radio station. And my show is on Saturday nights, and I also host a podcast for Dublin South FM as well. Through a theatre company I'm involved with called No Drama Theatre.
And I can hear in your voice you love radio. Why do you love it, and what's your earliest memory?
Larry Gogan. It would have been only about 4 years old. And I used to live, was a big fan of Larry.
Where's the Taj Mahal? Up to the dental hospital. And the same thing with, where's the Great Wall? Crumlin.
As happy as, you complete the phrase, well, you know, as happy as, and then you give a hint. Think of me. And the contestant says, a pig in shite.
That's right, yeah. That's what they say. No, that
did not happen.
No, that was Brendan Grace. He
deserves to be true, though.
He used to do a skit on it.
And I used to listen to his show a lot. And then as I was a teenager, and before I was a teenager, pre-teen, I used to be on the radio, little bits and pieces with school. We used to do things with Anne Olivia, which is now 103.2.
Dublin City
FM. I used to work for those too. I used to do it with the sports show down there. We used to do book reviews and things like that, and poetry readings.
So you love it?
Very much so. It's kind of always been a hobby and an interest in me. And I always said if I couldn't make it as a career, I'd do it as a hobby. There's something very special about it, more intimate than, say, television or film, because it engages the mind of people. I think people have to listen. If you're in the car, or if you're even in work and you have the radio on in the background, you know, if something triggers your memory or your mind, even if it's a song, you kind of like, oh, like, you know, you listen, and listen intently. Bring joy, I guess, to people and happiness, especially in this day and age as well. I think people need all the entertainment they can get.
Radio, live daily radio broadcast in the old-fashioned sense, it's a classic. It's a bit like vinyl. because even though we kind of played with CDs and I bought a mini disc player in the 90s, what was I thinking? The people go back to vinyl because vinyl, nothing else quite sounds like it, nothing else quite sounds like live radio. And the reason why is that you can have podcasts and you can have live streaming video and all that stuff, and that's all fine, but you can't replace the experience of a voice or voices, the intimacy of that, the companionability of that. The people who, for many listeners who are going about their day, start to regard you as a friend because you're in their life day in, day out. When you realize that you're a presence in people's lives, the vast majority of whom you'll never meet, you realize what a privilege that is. You realize how lucky you are.
We can hear somebody blaring. I think that could have been Spin 103.8. People do like
they
listening
listen
to Radio
Spin 103.8. I don't listen to Spin, but my two kids, they do. They listen to it into the car. Yeah, that'd be station they listen to. I listen to News Talk as well and be coming home from work normally when we are in the office.
I listen to Q102 if I'm listening because they do the good music.
I don't really listen to the radio during the day, but at night time when I can't sleep, I turn on News Talk and I recognise your voice.
Do we put you to sleep or do we keep you awake?
Well, sometimes it just depends if there might be something maybe upsetting on it that would be on my mind and playing on my mind, you know. In my mum's house, it would have been Kennedy's at Castle Ross, the Jacobs programme. It was always on, the big radio, always on in my house.
Yeah, I still listen to the radio like most days, you know. We have the radio at home with Jane. Jane tends to listen to the Spotify, but I still listen to the radio.
So the new generation, your daughter?
Yeah, she's 9.
And she would be Spotify.
Spotify.
How do we get her generation listening to the radio?
Well, I put it on, like, and I let her listen to it during the day, like, or if she's doing any kind of work, it's on in the background, like. My mother still listens to the radio, so I probably get it from her as well. Yeah, no, I just like the mixture of songs. Like, I have Spotify, and I don't find I have
that. It's not quite the same.
I don't have the mixture of the songs that go back in time. I do listen to the News Talk because of the COVID. I have been listening to that station a lot more. But I do listen to, is it Today FM?
Radio 1
oh,
FM.
Don't stop that.
See Friday in the afternoon.
Where is Sid today?
My earliest memory of radio was actually BBC Radio 1 in Scotland. I used to have to take the school coach and they used to have Steve Wright in the afternoon on, and that's how I ended up wanting to get involved in radio, because we had to listen to it for an hour on the school bus. Radio, you know, it can in a way for so many people be the soundtrack to their life.
Growing up, it was always a big part, and even now, as an adult, it would be the first thing I come down in the morning and do, turn off the alarm, turn on the radio.
Listening on a battery radio, that would be in the 1940s, no television. The radio was the sole means of communication, really. Most people didn't have phones in their houses either.
I don't listen to radio at all, I don't have the time.
So what do you do for a living?
Me? I'm unemployed, unfortunately. I wouldn't be without my radio.
So what do you listen to on the radio?
Mainly News Talk, to be honest.
Joe Duffy.
And before Joe presented, it was Marion Finucane, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, Marion Finucane.
Nulo Phelan, very often you hear people being told, oh, you've got to have a positive attitude, and you know, a positive attitude is what gets you through. And I have betimes thought this put a lot of pressure on the person that was told to have the positive attitude. What's your own view on that?
Yeah, I was just reading about some best-selling man who says, live your dream to the end, and so on. And I don't despise anything anyone does, but I don't see it that way. Even if I gained time through the chemotherapy, it isn't time I want, because as soon as I knew that I was going to die soon, the goodness went out of life.